This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. All your important files, let's face it, they're on your office computer. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or a flash drive, email files to yourself. What a hassle. My recommendation, use GoToMyPC.com to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer. Simply go and log on to GoToMyPC.com, and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. Use any program. It works on any file. Check email. Access your network resources. GoToMyPC, brought to you by Citrix, lets you take your office with you wherever you go, and it's really easy to set up and use. GoToMyPC is great. I want you to try it free today. I've got a special 45-day free trial just for my listeners. This is only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Colin. Take your office everywhere you go. It's GoToMyPC.com.
At the KXPN Studios News Desk, I'm Merritt Lawson. Local radio hosts Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis will no longer have speaking roles on Wednesdays. Due to Big Red Lunch's Loperlink and Bob Jensen, there's just no more room in the show for them.
Au contraire, bonjour.
You know we couldn't keep the guys out of the show. So despite a busy show, the guys will get you ready for all your favorite high school teams, your UNK Lopers, and the Nebraska Huskers. Now live at one of your Big Red Lunches, here's Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Live with you for another Husker Lunch, our third of the season, live at the Hastings Keno. And Mike and the gang here are welcoming us in as we get ready for Washington. So far, the biggest game of the season. And coming up on the show today, Sean Callahan will join us. He's also the man that's going to be here at Hastings at 12 noon and talk about the first two games of the season, answer all your questions. So we invite you to come on out. Plenty of room here at Hastings Keno, right here on Highway 6. Always a great time out here. Got some food, got some Keno, because that's why it's Hastings Keno. Got some football. We got the Doug and Daddy Show until noon. And then Sean Callahan speaking to everyone that's here at that time, going over the last couple of games. He'll, again, answer all your questions, preview Washington. So we invite you to come out. Sean Callahan will join us at the end of the show today. Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report will be on the program today, talk about high school football, as always. In just a moment, our weekly Loper Link. We'll talk soccer with Mike Munch's squad out to a 3-1 start. What a difference a year makes, and we'll talk to him about that as they get ready to head towards conference and kind of the meat of their schedule.
You know what, Doug, I think if we head up to this Washington thing, the thing that keeps standing out in a lot of people's mind, we talked about it on the way over here this morning, 3 points is the line on this game. Does somebody know something we don't know? This is an unranked Washington team coming off a 5-7 record a year ago. Unranked Washington. Oh, it's loud in Washington. They're unranked. Why is Nebraska only a 3-point favorite? That scares a lot of people out there. Is Nebraska going into one of those trap games?
Well, Tony, I think that everybody's betting on Jake Locker here. It would be interesting to find out why, and you kind of got to get deep into this more than just talking to Mike Perrini or people like that. West Coast money, I don't understand it. I think you're right. Nebraska is the eighth-ranked team in the country going to an unranked team. We'll make our prediction on Friday, but it's scary when that's all the line is right now. We'll see if it moves before Friday a little bit. You would expect that that'll move, but starts off right around 3, 3.5 in a line that most people would think is 10. You'll look at your information that you come across here in the next couple of days and see if you can find out what's going on with that line.
You know, 31-3 at halftime last week. I don't know if you're sitting in Alabama or in Maryland or, you know, you're across the country somewhere. I don't know if you realize it was 31-3 at the half last week.
Daddy, I hate to interrupt you here, but I'm just seeing on SportsCenter for the first time former Heisman Trophy winners and some of their comments. Johnny Rogers has just said, because Reggie Bush is turning back his Heisman, Johnny Rogers just said O.J. Simpson gets accused of murder and you don't take his back. So Johnny Rogers brings that out. I want to get a little better look at that as we move along. But, yeah, this wasn't a bad Idaho football team, a slow Idaho football team, but not a bad Idaho football team. They were bowl winners last year, went 8-4 and won the bowl game. So they had a top-five quarterback in Nate Enderle. I guess I think that's the problem. Well, Nate Enderle's from North Platte, Nebraska, and he plays at Idaho. Well, he's not that. You know what? If the Pro Boys say he's a top five quarterback, he's a top five quarterback. It doesn't matter where you come from. Joe Flacco went to Delaware, and he was on the board. And quarterbacks from Louisville and quarterbacks from Utah, I don't think it really matters. We've seen him come out of programs that aren't top five teams in the country and do well. So, Nate Enderle will probably do well. How much more of a step up can it be to Jake Locker? Daddy, right now, my gut tells me Nebraska is going to win this game with relative ease. I think Washington's defense is not good. Bob Condotta of the Seattle Times is going to join us on the show tomorrow. Give us his thought of what he's seen in the first two games against name opponents in Syracuse and then the loss to BYU.
Well, BYU is the one that stands out because, oh my gosh, they lost to BYU. Then BYU goes and gets beat by Air Force. The Air Force freaking academy. How good can Air Force be?
That
we're a three-point favorite?
They got thumped.
But it's astounding we're only at three. I just can't get over it. No matter how I look at this game and I try to break it down on so many levels, why are we only a three-point underdog? Or three-point favorite, excuse me.
Well, we're going to find out your thoughts. Email the show, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, it is time for our Loper Lake. We like to start our Wednesday shows off with this segment brought to you by Charter West National Bank. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans, and the College Store, 1420 West 24th, with all your textbooks, supplies, and tons of Loper gear. Stop by the store just south of the Health and Sports Center, or you can always check them out online at thecollegestore.com. And we are pleased to welcome to the show today the head women's soccer coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, Mike Munch. Mike, welcome back to the program. Good morning.
Good morning. It's always nice to be here.
Well, I'm sorry that you have to be stuck there with Merritt in the studio and you don't get to see Daddy, but that's just the way the breaks go.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to live with what you're given.
Mike, 3-1. Congratulations, first of all, on that. Did you realize in 1 year that this would be possible?
Well, you know, when you start a new program, sometimes you don't try to set real definitive goals early on. And, you know, we just wanted to make sure that we continued to get better. We knew that, you know, we were going to be a better squad when we were here for preseason practice. But, you know, whether that was going to translate into a certain amount of wins, you know, that's not something I put a great deal of thought into. But we definitely knew that we were going to be a better team on the field. And, you know, we've taken advantage of that and got three really nice wins. Even the loss that we had, we played well in. So we're very happy with where we are.
Mike Munch, the head soccer coach at UNK, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They continue their four-game homestand with the matches on Friday and on Sunday. Mike, the wins are still 1-0, which is fine. The style last year, I know, was to try and shorten the game and pass the ball a lot, play as good a defense. You didn't get that many shot on goals. Has that changed drastically this year?
I don't know if drastically is the correct term, but it definitely has changed. I mean, we're creating scoring chances. We're being a little wasteful in front of goals sometimes, and there are other times when we tend to overpass and try to make the perfect pass when we have an opportunity to shoot the ball from a little bit of distance. But no, it's a whole different style. We're passing the ball over the field. We're pressuring the other team. The game's being played in the other team's end as opposed to in front of our goal. So, yeah, the style's much different. You know, I do wish we could score a second goal here or there and make life a little easier on all of us on the sideline. But, you know, we're not turning anything back at this stage. We'll keep taking those 1-0 wins.
Mike, how many girls do you like to see get out on the field? What's your rotation setting up as you're this far into the season?
Well, that's actually a really good question because we've played, on average, 20 to 21 players in all of our games, and that's quite a bit more than both the average of the other team and a little bit more than what I've done throughout my history. I do like to play a lot of players. It keeps them motivated. It prepares them in case there is an injury or something that happens where they have to step up. But usually that number is 16 to 17 a game. One of the things that makes that just a little bit larger this year is we're playing two goalkeepers, and we're fortunate that we have two very good goalkeepers. So we're playing, like I said, 20 to 21 players a game. It does create a lot of you know, energy within the team, because everybody knows they have a little bit of a role. If there, you know, are unfortunate injuries or something that happens in the future, hopefully that'll help those players be prepared. But, you know, there's not a big letdown when we do bring on another player. So if we can keep the level of play up, we're happy to do that.
Mike, how do you decide who goes in goal?
Well, basically what I've done, and there's no secret or no ulterior method or motive behind anything. Marissa started for us last year, so she's continuing to start. Vanessa Leeper has, again, shown very well in preseason, and both of those goalkeepers have very good strengths, very few weaknesses. So Vanessa's been going in the second half. You know, I think as long as that is a successful rotation, that we'll continue to do it that way. You know, Vanessa got a little knock in the game on Saturday and had to come back out. It's not something that we think is going to be long-lasting. I know Coach Cheney over in the basketball office is hoping that it's not very long, but she should be back for this weekend's games, and I think we'll just continue doing what we have been.
Coach, 3-1, talk about the competition up ahead and what lies ahead for you.
Well, that's the thing. We've gone through our pre-conference with a good record. All four of our games were against regional opponents out of the Northern Sun Conference. But now we open this weekend with two of the heavyweights within our conference, Mesa, who is probably the fourth or fifth pick team in our conference, and in Fort Lewis, who is one of the top two. So we're going to find out here quickly how much of a progress we've made within the conference. We expect to be competitive, but these are very good teams. So we're going to have to make sure that we're prepared. We're going to get as much scouting on the two teams as we can, and we're going to go play them just like we have the other four. We're not going to do anything defensively or special to sit on it. We're going to go play and see where we are.
Loper soccer coach Mike Munch is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show with our weekly Loper Link. Coach, since it's so new in, as they say, only 24 games in the program's history, but you are regionally ranked, and we'll find out a lot more when you take on two teams that are ahead of you in those rankings. This is new territory for all of us. If you can continue to play well and stay in this hunt, how can you make the postseason? How can you stay in these regional rankings? Where do you need to be? Because I don't think a lot of fans probably are familiar with what needs to be done here in this soccer regional rankings.
Right. The way that the NCAA playoffs work and the selection works, they take the top six teams within each region. Our region has done a little bit better against the Northern, or our conference has done a little bit better against the Northern Sun Conference so far. So, you know, it may be four schools from our conference, two from the Northern Sun. At the worst, it's going to be 3-3. So, realistically, I think, given our progress, we would have to win our conference tournament to really be considered. But if we can continue to get the wins here and there and be in the top four or five, then we can at least be part of the discussion. I know that's you know, something that we didn't really plan on in our second year. But if it's there, hey, we're certainly going to go for it. I know I related a story to the team the other day, and in one of our meetings, that when I was at the University of North Florida, one of the most exciting days of the program was the first time that we ever achieved a top 25 national ranking. We went on to do some very good things in the NCAA playoffs, but that very first time that we were ranked in the top 25 was just a really exciting time. And so I've really expressed to our guys, hey, you've made the regional rankings a little earlier than we expected. Enjoy it. You know, embrace it. Don't hide from it. You know, try to keep it there if we can. We know that, again, we're a little ahead of schedule. But we're going to, you know, enjoy the time that we're here. We're going to try to be there next week. And if we are, that means we'll have done something good this weekend.
Hey, Coach, continued success. So we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. And keep the wins coming.
Always glad to be here. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Munch, the head soccer coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Seven of the top eight teams in this regional ranking are from the RMAC Conference. And so that's where you said Metro's number one. Mesa State is who the Lopers will take on Friday. And then Fort Lewis comes in on Sunday. Fort Lewis is second in the region and unbeaten. Mesa is 2-1-1, and they are fourth in the region. And it's just like anything else. UNK is going to have to garner respect. They're going to have to do a little bit better than everybody else to get that spot where they need to be in the future.
Well, I think it's really just an amazing story, 3-1 to start the season after a, you know, the first year in your program where you earned that one victory the first night out against Wayne State. So we'll see where this team goes. I know the expectations maybe aren't, you know, real high for this team, but I think they've exceeded them to this point.
And we've got more Loper Talk here in just a moment. A lot of football. We are at Hastings Keno for our Husker Lunch. Don't forget to come on out and join us here at Hastings Keno. The food, Sean Callahan from HuskersIllustrated.com. We're talking a lot of Husker football today, and we'll talk more about it coming up in just a little bit. But also, the UNK volleyball team is home to start conference play with three straight games Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Those all get underway at 7 o'clock. The Loper football team has the conference opener against Mesa at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, a lot to look forward to this weekend if you're a Loper fan, and a lot going on in Kearney. So get out and check out the kids, and that should be a great football game.
The College Store, 1420 West 24th, carrying campus authentic apparel. So real, the coach might even put you in. Check out their huge selection of Loper gear just south of the Health and Sports Center, or if you're outside of town, get geared up for the Lopers when you roll in, thecollegestore.com. Thecollegestore.com, and also brought to you by Russ Smith at Charterwest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at the College Store. We will be back at Hastings Keno as we're getting ready for our third Husker Lunch of this fall right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Attention, all males over 30. Do you get fatigued and find you're still gaining weight every year? Charger can reduce the fat around your core and increase your energy. So, if you're a guy over 30 and you want to lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1FIT. That's 338-1348.
Complete Nutrition.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
So I'm thinking it's that time of year. You know, football, beer season. But my wife thinks it's...
Honey, help me decorate the house in various shades of orange. Throw fake leaves and plastic pumpkins everywhere.
Season. I need a break. Football and an ice-cold beer.
Escape to Cunningham's Journal, your good time headquarters this fall. Cunningham's has every NFL game on every Sunday, all in high def. Enjoy food and drink specials, too. But don't wait till Sundays. Visit any night of the week and escape the...
Honey, help me.
Zone. Cunningham's Journal. Downtown Kearney.
Game day used to mean day of the game.
This is one of the great scenes.
And it took on a whole new meaning when Corso, Herb Street, and Fowler rode into town.
There's a lot of good football teams in the country, but I'm telling you, the best football slate in the country.
Used to be, you had to be in front of the tube to be part of it.
It was the way they were attacking, multiple formations, personnel groupings, USC.
Now you can hear Game Day, 9 to 11, Saturday mornings, on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
Checking out our forecast throughout our Wednesday, calling for that partial clearing sky times. Scatter rain, shower, thunderstorm potential early on. High in the mid to upper 70s for tonight. Overnight low temperature near 50 degrees. Currently 72.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the road here at Hastings Keno today. As we get ready for our Husker Lunch, come on in anytime. Well, lunch is served right now. You don't have to wait till 12 noon. If you got a little extra time, come on in. Sean Callahan's going to be joining us here in just a little bit. So stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll take it up to 12 noon, and then we'll be bringing you Sean, here at Hastings Keno. So glad to have you along.
They got the crane game here, too, so stop and check it out today. Some great prizes could be yours.
You've been practicing while in Kearney, of course, at Godfather's. That's kind of like where you hang out when you're weird.
Well, I never thought that'd be an expensive hobby, but it's getting to become one, that damn crane game.
Some of the things that you have given up, but you've already been analyzing the crane game. I'm a little afraid that if you tell too many people about it, they're going to grab what you want before the show's over.
Well, that green bear's got his leg caught under a yellow rabbit over there, and I don't like the setup right now.
What about the Herbie Husker wannabe over there in the bib overhauls? He looks loose, but again, that foot, it's kind of wedged in there. It's like if you went tubing and got your foot caught in the rocks and got swirled around, you just can't get it out of there.
It's trickery. Like when I go to Vegas and play pick a number, and I know I've got that number, but I don't ever have it.
Yeah, you got to quit calling tails on the two-headed coin, but come down and see us here at Hastings Keno. And if you're in Kearney today, don't forget you can always get Godfather's Pizza. Save on their coupons. All you got to do is go online. You don't have to do anything. Go online, godfatherspizza.com, and they'll get you set up. Delivery, pickup, 234-9444. They're open 11 to 10, Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 11 on Friday and Saturday. If you dine in, try their lunch buffet. Serve from 11 to 2. With just $6.50 with the salad bar, plus ESPN's on all the TVs. So for the sports fan, it's there for you. Their new dining room's up on the North 2nd and 42nd Street location where they have moved to earlier this year. Plenty of room for you in their new dining room. See them at Godfather's and GodfathersPizza.com for lunch today.
Yeah, we picked up a little Godfather's last Saturday night for grandmother's 91st birthday. Happy birthday, grandmother. And they've got me figured out up there because I'm going to pick up the two large pizzas, and they go, be ready in about 10 minutes. You know what that means? That means about $15 in that damn crane game. That's exactly what that meant. So, no, I left with nothing.
They know that, by the way.
Yes, no prizes. And then the pizzas were cold when I took them out. I was a little disappointed. But whatever.
And you came up empty-handed?
I came up empty-handed. No. I really only had success. There's been two days where I struck gold.
Also, Daddy, maybe some success and the feeling good story maybe has come to an end. Danny Woodhead was cut yesterday by the Jets for a guy I've never heard of.
Yeah, the Cloudy was a good receiver that they liked going in Hard Knocks a lot. And it was one of those deals where they thought they were going to bring him back. They thought he was going to make the team. So if you watched Hard Knocks, you got to learn that name a little bit. But, you know, he made it throughout the season. He made it, fought through that injury, came back from the injury. I know they liked him. They're not one bad word that I ever heard on Hard Knocks about Danny Woodhead. And then he got a play, you know, in a receiver role the other night. They pointed him out, actually running around. And, you know, so many good things were said. You thought, well, maybe he's going to stick. Maybe he's going to get a couple, 3-4 years in. Now all of a sudden he's looking for a job. And will somebody go out and pick up somebody his size? And it's probably not very likely.
So Danny Woodhead, you're going to just have to stay in shape. Maybe if there's an injury or a practice squad opening, that's where he's at. But how long can you hang on the practice squad?
Well, that's exactly right. And, talking pro football here, three big injuries. You know, I think when you talk Chris Jenkins, the defensive lineman for the Jets, Bob Sanders, the safety for the Colts, and Ryan Grant, all gone. What looks to be, you can say what you want about Bob Sanders coming back, maybe week 10, 11, 12. But you know what? Three big name players going down for the year, really, the first week of the season. Who will it affect more? I don't know. I think the Packers got weapons there. The Jets defense, though, that's a huge blow for them, I know, up front.
You think Woodhead's at Omaha by tomorrow?
Boy, I hope. That'd be such a letdown, I got to think, for him.
You mean Monday Night Football, and then 3 days later you're practicing with the Omaha Nighthawks?
I would consider that you're playing for the Devil Rays this year. You're leading everything, and then today you find yourself in Dodge City, Kansas, playing Class A rookie ball. I mean, that's what that would be like. I think that'd be really disheartening, and I don't know that Danny Woodhead would even entertain that.
Well, we'll have to find out. We'll see what happens, and we'll keep up to date with that. That happened late yesterday afternoon. Woodhead, a cut by the New York Jets. He's always been on the bubble there. I don't know that he's ever got a true shot to show what he can do. And with some of the guys that have been ahead of him, so be it. They're supposed to be better, although Sean Green didn't show anything on Monday night, but neither did most of the team here. They pick up David Clowney. He's up there now as a wide receiver with Jericho Cotchery, Braylon Edwards, and Brad Smith. Daddy, of course, a lot of people know Brad Smith, the former Missouri quarterback. So I guess Brad Smith is better than Danny Woodhead, the all-time leading rusher in the history of college football at the time that he left Shadron State. Is that what they're telling us?
Well, I think you can probably look at a more multi-purpose guy. You can run Brad Smith in the quarterback position. They run the option with him. They can spread him out as a receiver, do different things with him. Maybe they don't think Danny can do. I don't know. It's something I'm sure they looked at Woodhead to in a variety of ways to keep him on. He had to excel on special teams. Now you're going to be on kickoff coverage. I don't know. You know, there's probably a lot of other people that just have size advantages. You know, probably not near as fast, but the size advantage must outweigh the speed on the kickoff deal or something, because he finds himself looking for a job.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. It's time to talk a little high school football.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Danny Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. He's got game.
And we welcome to the program Bob Jensen from the worldwide headquarters of Huskerland Prep. He is in Central City. In Central City today, Bob?
Indeed I am. We are working feverishly to finish the local newspaper on time, so... I'm just kind of laying low for right now, saving my strength.
Well, Bob, we're getting into the meat of the schedule. District play is going to start cranking up here for some of the teams around the state. But last week, a couple of nice games across the state of Nebraska, a couple in the area. After seeing 6-0 between Kearney and Grand Island last year, it ends up 38-33 here. An offensive showcase there in that football game. And Riker Fife is getting some rave reviews. He's the backup quarterback at Grand Island, but, boy, the Kearney boys were sure impressed with his play.
Boy, he didn't look like no backup the other night, by all accounts. I mean, what a stat line. That's one of those deals where I guess the environment, everything just changed in that third quarter. Points started to come left and right. I don't know. The thing with Grand Island, I know that they're frustrated right now. They don't have the record that they want, but they're scoring points. And if there's one thing that has been pretty consistently true about Tomlin's teams is that they know how to play defense. They will wind up playing better defense before the season gets over. And you know, there's some couple hard lessons that got learned here pretty quickly, but. I wouldn't, you know, Grand Island's going to be okay. There is no such thing as an off week in Class A, as the old cliche goes, but they're going to be okay. But once again, Kearney, this is a rebuild, man. They ain't got hardly anybody back from last year that played a ton. That line needed to be just completely overhauled, and they have found a way to start off 3-0, playing great defense a couple games, and then being lights out on offense when they needed to be. And you know, I don't know. Kearney's sneaky. That'll be interesting to see how this plays out over the next few weeks.
Bob, I got to be honest. I look at Kearney's schedule. I'm not sure that Kearney's going to lose a game in the regular season this year.
Well, Daddy, you might be right because I've seen the same thing. I mean, when you start looking around now, you can't look around too much and all that kind of thing. And the old catchphrase there about taking them one at a time and keeping our focus and all that. Well, whatever. Okay, the thing is that they're better than every team that they have left. That's what I would say. I would say they are better than everybody that they're going to play. Norfolk's going to be a scary game because. Norfolk also scored a ton of points, but they laid a giant egg against Northeast here a couple weeks ago. And North Star, you know, North Star might be the best team that's left on the schedule, and that's the last game of the regular season. The thing with Southwest, I know Southwest has got the rep. I've been disappointed in how they've played so far this year. That doesn't mean that things can't turn around. To take that out one more step, you know, part of the disappointment with Southwest was them getting handled so easily by Westside, but then Westside turns around last week and beats Prep. So, again, that all goes back to Class A and how tough things can be. But the fact of the matter is, Kearney's 3-0, and they got a chance to win a lot of games the rest of the regular season.
For Kearney this week, of course, Bellevue West at home. Grand Island heads over to North Platte. Bob, what else kind of stuck out last week? What caught your eye across the state of Nebraska?
Well, around the state, I went up and saw a little eight-man football up in the northeast part of the state, and our eight-man friends there in the listening area need to know that Bancroft Rosalie's really good. They're really fast. They basically took apart an Osmond team that, I don't know, I was really disappointed in their effort, I'll be honest. Apparently, like we were saying the other night on the postgame show, I don't know if Osmond realizes the forward pass has been introduced into the game of football, but they apparently had never defended it. And as of last night, they still haven't. Last week, they still haven't. But and the thing is that Bancroft's really good. I saw Creighton play. I was curious about seeing them. They were in C2 all those years, made a state final. They dropped to D1. They beat Bloomfield, and that's a good win. But on a more local level, you know, there is a lot of people. I don't know. I wind up feeling a lot of questions about Aurora and Crete in Class B. In fact, probably as much as anything so far in the first couple weeks of the season, that's what people want to talk about, or at least the people that what few people are left, you know, speaking to me. Okay, Aurora last week, you know, physical. We all know about their defense. We know about their line play. It's been so good for this run they've been on. And then Brockmeyer gets loose for over 300 yards passing. And all it goes to show is that Aurora is capable of doing what it needs to when it needs to do it. And Crete has just absolutely dominated people so far. But I'm telling you what, right now, if I could see one game to be played this year, I just hope that somewhere in that postseason that Aurora and Crete get a shot at one another. Because depending on how that goes, Crete's come west before. That is a game that actually could get played before the finals, which would just be a gross injustice. But if Crete does stay in the East, clearly those are your two favorites to make it all the way to the finals. And I know it's awfully early and all that, but Aurora's versatility last week just goes to show that they'll be up for the challenge when that time comes.
Well, Bob, you mentioned Crete, and it doesn't get any easier for Adams Central this week as they have to take on Crete. Do they have a chance coming off what you saw against Aurora? Do they have a chance to compete with Crete?
Well, I would say this much. Adams Central is not as good as Crete, but that doesn't mean that they can't beat Crete. Now, having said that, it could wind up being worse than 33-13 if Crete, you know, gets hot, gets on a roll. Adams Central is going to need some breaks, but you know, that's one thing about Coach Carlin. He's a pretty wily dude, and you know, I'm sure he'll have a good game plan, and they'll do what they can. But you know, that's Crete's game to win.
Bob, I'm going to go back to 8-man too. You look at the win Loomis had over Pleasant. Did they make the statement that the road to the Memorial Stadium goes through Loomis in the West?
Well, given the construction around the greater Overton-Elm Creek area, which will never end, it will never end. That road will never be completely done. It may be. That may be the only way to get to Memorial Stadium from west of Elm Creek is through Loomis. But having said that, and they're good. I talked to Dennis Reese this summer at the 8-man game, and, of course, Dennis is one of the nicest guys in coaching, and I don't think he'd tell a fib if he wanted to. So when I asked him at the 8-man All-Star game, I said, Dennis, I think you're going to be pretty good. Seems like you got everybody back. You got a running back. You got a big line. Will you be any good? And all he did was he just looked at me and never said a word. And, you know, sometimes that says everything. And, indeed, we were both right. Loomis is very good. You know, Pleasant obviously has taken a step back from last year with all the graduation and all that. But Loomis has got that senior core. They've been around the block. They've seen the hard times, you know, back when they were freshmen and being winless and all that kind of stuff. But they're just good, and they have a lot of different ways they can beat you. And Loomis is going to be a player. They're going to do some damage in the playoffs.
Bob, I'll stay right around that area. You got two towns on either side of them having some real success this year. Bertrand with a nice win over Arapahoe, and then the Holdridge Dusters off to a great start.
Okay, I may have spoken to Coach Streeter at the Week Zero game there at Axtell, and I just said, you know, something to the effect, I think you guys could be okay. And he said, you know, I just need to see it. I need to see it. We've got some athletes. We could be good. I get the distinct impression that they've not been as good as they thought they could be the last couple of years. But not only did they beat Arapahoe, and that in itself was just a fantastic achievement because Arapahoe is a very good football team, but the way they did it, it wasn't 38-33. It was 13-6. And granted, Dustin Park got 100 yards, but they held Arapaho to 6 points. And that has got to send a little bit of a shiver down the spine, because you know with all that speed and all those athletes that Bertrand has, they're going to score points. And as far as Holdridge goes, you know, Holdridge has got a rep of being a team that likes to throw it around and maybe kind of run around the end instead of maybe running up the middle, that sort of deal. Well, the running game with Schultz has become much more of a factor. They've been playing good defense, and they've got to be very confident right now. They're 3-0. They've proven that they can play well. They put four quarters together, played the whole ball game. But this is going to be a scary thing this week with Scott's Bluff, because you look back and Scott's Bluff went to McCook, I believe it was, and played them within a touchdown. And Scott's Bluff's got a kid by the name of Sam Harvey, and I'm sure that Coach Hale and his staff are acutely aware of Sam Harvey. But Sam Harvey's a very good player, and he's a big play kind of guy. Scott's Bluff is a scary place to go play. And if Holdridge finds a way to come out of that 4-0, then it's time, it's officially time to start counting the days to the McCook game and see who can come out of there with the district championship.
Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We are live in Hastings today for our Husker Lunch, Hastings Keno. Come on out and see us. Sean Callahan is our guest this week. Come out, have lunch, talk to Sean, hear what he has to say, ask questions and all that, like we are doing at Bob Jensen right now. Bob, just down the road, Minden lost that heartbreaker to Gothenburg, but now they have another undefeated team. They're going to get tested at Fillmore Central this week. Talk about that matchup and why you think that could be an intriguing one.
Well, this is one of our top 30 games of the year, and the reason why is like I've said before, I like looking for a team that I think can take that proverbial next step and maybe have a little bit of a breakthrough. Minden is one of those teams that's been around, it's been close, it's gotten the playoffs, it hasn't gone very far, but it's been around, and Sam Dunn's a good coach. He's got a lot of athletes. Anybody who saw the state basketball tournament last year knows that that's a very athletic set of skill players they have. And what Sam needed was his line to step up a little bit. Granted, we've only started the season, but by all accounts, that's happened to a degree. I think Minden's got a chance to. I think Minden's got a chance to be good by the end of the regular season. The thing with Fillmore Central. Geneva, over the course of time, has played a lot of really good football. It's just that they hadn't played a whole lot of it lately. They've got a really good group of seniors. A kid by the name of Tanner Lick, who's their fullback, who is one of those 200-pound, just tough guys. Fullback, linebacker. He's a guy that they really look to as a team leader. They've got some playmakers. This kid Sean Yates is a receiver. Last year he averaged like 25 yards a catch. He was all district. That's going to be a real good ball game. You know, Fillmore last week won a game. You just don't see C1 teams play B teams very often in football, and they did last week. They beat York. Granted, York is down, but they beat him soundly, and I think Fillmore is going to be a formidable foe for Minden. And just to take that out just a little bit further, I mean, you know, Milford's got some hay to get in the barn. I believe they play Central Catholic this week, but down the road, Fillmore and Milford are going to play for a district championship, and that will also be one of the better games in C1 this year.
Well, Bob, we always like to send you out the door with where you're going and what else intrigues you about week three coming up here. What's the hot game, and then where are you going to be trampling?
Well, here's the deal, dude. I'm pretty sure Thursday night I'm going to go to Fremont. Bergen and Aquinas play, a real good C2 game. Bergen, the kids that they have there that are seniors are the ones that were the key players for the most part on the team that was in the state finals 2 years ago. They got a really outstanding quarterback by the name of Riley Gross, who's the most prolific passer in school history. And Aquinas, you know, Ron Mimic teams, coach teams are not very fancy. They're pretty basic. They run that funky little double wing offense, and they're very good. They've got a kid by the name of Nate Rowe, who's their fullback, who's an all-stater. That'll be really good. And then I'm a little bit undecided about what I'm going to do Friday. frankly, I've got a couple things here that are going to keep me around town a little bit longer than I usually am. Usually they have me out of town as quick as they can on Friday. But I think I'm thinking I might wind up at that McCook-Garing game. I always love to go to McCook anyway. It's a chance to see a panhandle team. That's a possibility.
All right, buddy. Well, we appreciate it. We've got plenty of games around the area, including the Hastings schools. Kearney Catholic's taking on Cambridge to continue their gauntlet. We'll go see the D. Tony and I are going down the road to Kennesaw. They play Overton in a top five, top ten battle, depending on whose rankings, of course, you look at. But, Bob, enjoy it. We'll talk to you again next Wednesday. And, of course, Friday night on the Scoreboard Show, always appreciate it.
Yeah. I got one quick thing to add, maybe. You know, what would happen if Woodhead hadn't got hurt? You can say all you want, but if Woodhead had not gotten hurt, you know, maybe he's not in this situation. Just a thought. So
yeah, well,
that's the way it goes.
I agree with you. The unfortunate hypothetical, I still can't believe that he's not better than Brad Smith and the guy we've never heard of.
That's right.
Hey, Bob, heard of you, buddy. Have a great
okay.
one.
Okay. All right. Thanks, boys.
Take care, Bob. Husker Land Prep Report, joining us as he does every Wednesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And don't forget, every Wednesday is Big Burger Night at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Just $5 for any of their burgers on the menu. Maybe you want the bacon and cheeseburger. Maybe you want the mushroom burger. Maybe you want the legendary Totally Jack burger. You can get it at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island, and watch all of your favorite sporting events. It's only $5 with fries. It goes on from 5 to 10 every Wednesday night, Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Stop by, see them. Great food and drink specials every day, lunch specials as well. They're open 7 days a week for your convenience at the Chicken Coop. You got something going on, maybe an after football, after volleyball party. Ask Colin and the gang about the basement for your meetings, for your reunions, for your anniversary celebrations, for graduations when it gets that time. At the end of the, we'd be talking, of course, collegiate graduation now. But it's never too early to book and get your spot. All that great food at the Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. Our Husker Lunch going on today, right after this.
Want to save big dough, big bucks, big cashola? Who doesn't? Then get into Kearney Yamaha now for huge savings. The folks at Kearney Yamaha are offering blowout prices on motorcycles to clear the way for the 2011 models. That means you can save over $2,500 on select new Yamaha Star motorcycles. So what are you waiting for? Get into Kearney Yamaha today. Save huge cashola and ride home on a new Yamaha Star motorcycle. Great rebates and get financing as low as 3.99%. Hurry in. This deal won't last long. Only at Kearney Yamaha. Yamaha, Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, just south of I-80. Finance offer subject to credit approval applies to purchases of new Yamaha motorcycles made on a Yamaha installment financing loan account from 9-1-10 to 12-28-10. Minimum contract length, 24 months. Maximum length, 36 months. Minimum amount finance, $5,000. Fixed APR of 3.99%, 5.99%, 6.99%, or 12.99% will be assigned based on credit approval criteria. See dealer for details.
The football gods have a zero-tolerance policy on fans skipping tailgating.
What's your excuse?
It was an away game.
Fandom revoked.
No!
Because when you can't tailgate, you can tablegate at Buffalo Wild Wings. With a huge beer selection, award-winning wings, and wall-to-wall sports, it's the place for football.
And you?
I took my buddies tailgating. Saw every game.
Fandom retained.
Buffalo Wild Wings, the home of tailgating.
Coach, come quick. Palomalo's been using Jackson shampoo again.
Oh, no. The locker room's filled with Troy's luxurious hair.
Get me out of here.
Find his face.
I'm trying.
At Palomalo, didn't I tell you? Head and Shoulders hair endurance is for guys who want thicker looking hair, which you've already got.
Sorry, Coach, but you know I'm all about pushing the limits.
You're killing me.
Head and Shoulders hair endurance. Cleans to give you thicker looking hair in only 1 week versus unwashed hair. 100% visibly flake free with regular use as always.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Checking out our forecast, the radar Wednesday calling for that partial clearing sky times. Scatter rain, shower, thunderstorm potential early on. High in the mid to upper 70s for tonight. Overnight low temperature near 50 degrees. Currently 72.
And I'm steady, but I'm starting to shake. And I don't know how much more I can take. Well, this is it now.
And we're back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Hastings, Keno, where our third Husker lunch of this fall will be held, and folks continue to roll in. We invite you to join us at Hastings Keno. Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com is on hand. We'll talk to Sean here on air before he gives his weekly speech and talk about what's going on with the Huskers and getting ready and get his thoughts on the three-point spread going out to Washington and what the expectations are of taking on the Huskies. But a couple of other sports items. Since we are here at Hastings, the Bronco volleyball team last night, oh so close. They were taking on undefeated Nebraska Wesleyan, won the first two sets, and then the third set fell 26-24. That kind of turned the tide. They ended up getting beat in five sets. They head down to Olathe, Kansas for a tournament this weekend. And right there in Central City, we just talked to Bob Jensen, Central City graduate Jennifer Hefner, who's a senior middle blocker at Wayne State, the National Division II Volleyball Player of the Week. They had such an incredible weekend in Colorado, beating three top 10 teams.
Yeah, you mentioned that yesterday, Doug, and UNK goes out there next week, goes to Wayne next week, so we'll see how that matchup ends up.
Yeah, that comes up on Tuesday. A couple of hockey notes. One of the newest members of the Storm, a defenseman Dan Kolomatis, of course, had to come in after one of the Storm players was plucked away by Notre Dame, and he is committed to Merrimack College with the Warriors. The Warriors, Merrimack.
I have no idea their mascot.
So there you go, a couple of sports items to tell you about. Also, Hastings has the men's soccer player of the week in the conference, Nate Pollock. He is a helped them. He scored a hat trick in a 7-1 win over Fresno Pacific, and also they beat the 24th-ranked Baker. So once again, their soccer team doing very, very well.
The hat trick in hockey or in soccer too?
I think anytime you score three goals, it's a hat trick.
Well, okay, let's go with it.
So just as long as you're happy about that, wanted you to know. And don't forget the Storm have their second and final exhibition game tomorrow night at home. They take on Lincoln, so if you're craving a little hockey tomorrow night at 7:05, that's the place to be. Place to be tonight in the downtown Kearney Center is O'Malley's. Make your escape, Patty O'Malley's in the downtown Kearney Center. Burger night Wednesday night, thick, juicy hamburgers, $2. Find out your couch cushion
free.
Fries and a beer are $1.50 apiece. O'Malley's, a downtown Kearney tradition. Check them out over the weekend. Always got specials every single night. Coors Light, Coors, Miller Lite products. They've always got something going special for you. And, of course, you know, Shannon, Bethany, always working down there. Very hot, very available.
Very, very, very available. And, yes.
You know, try and avoid Nelson and some of the other bartenders back there. But, you know, Shannon and Bethany will take care of you.
Yeah, especially if there's a real tall guy that's kind of dorky back there.
Ask him how the Vikings are doing. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email the Doug and Daddy Show anytime, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Daddy, tomorrow we have our first NFL power rankings of the year. Have you already kind of got in your mind? Have you done them already, I guess I should ask?
No, I've not done them yet, but, you know, it's pretty obvious who the number one team is. They're defending Super Bowl champions, and they won. So, you know, until somebody upends you, I think you stay there. And you go down from there, and, boy, after the Saints, I think you look to the AFC to really be AFC heavy towards that top end. That's probably starting with Baltimore.
Just depends on I guess it just depends how impressed you were with some of the teams that played out there, the Houstons, the Seattles, the teams that people thought weren't necessarily Super Bowl contenders.
Yeah, you look back at the selection of going the defensive side of the ball with DeMario Williams at Houston down there. That defense really stepped up against the quality offense. Everybody knows Peyton Manning, the firepower he possesses. You know, he's got some young receivers now. They should be able to put up some points. That defense just stalemated them at times and really frustrated him, I think. That's going to be something to watch. Can they do it, and will they be healthy? You know, that's when you get star players to go out. You mentioned earlier in the week that 53. It's not like they got 105-man rosters like these colleges. You're down to 53 players. You get a couple stars gone, it really affects the team.
Danny, the big story today is Reggie Bush giving back his Heisman. Does it really mean anything? A, so he gives back the actual trophy. What do you do with the trophy? What do you do with the trophy? Do you destroy the trophy? I wouldn't think you'd do that. Does the president of the Heisman Foundation put it in his kid's room? I mean, what do you do with that? And Reggie Bush will always be known as the 2005 Heisman Trophy winner. There's nothing you can do to change that. This is a symbolic gesture that I don't think means anything. If they were going to strip Reggie Bush of the Heisman, what are they stripping him of? They can't walk in his house and take the trophy. It's not theirs anymore. You can erase it off the record book. What are you going to put? 2005. It's going to say 05, Reggie Bush, return asterisk. Trophy. Yeah, it's going to have the asterisk by it. It's always going to be there. You're not just going to have 2005 no winner.
I don't know what, you know, you go out of your way. I'm sure there's been, you know, there's ongoing investigation. Let's be honest. It started when he was still in school. The NCAA took their time, apparently. It took them 5 years. He was a 2005 Heisman Trophy winner. It's 2010 now, people. Haven't we moved on to something else? You didn't get him at the time. You know what? You probably screwed up. It's pretty apparent his parents were living in a house that they didn't pay for, or they never had a check that showed they made a payment for rent. And, yes, it was an 1,100-square-foot house. Our friend Shelley Smith said, I've been to the house. It was not a great house. It's not like it was a beach house.
It was a house.
It was a house. In California, when you hear a $450,000, $500,000 house, that's a house like I live in. I mean, relative to here.
You have a nice house.
$145,000, you know, it's $145,000 here. It's $450,000 to $500,000 there. That's just the way it is.
Sean Callahan joins us in just a moment here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got another break to take. We'll talk to Sean, and we are at Hastings Keno. Come out and see us for our Husker lunch. If you're looking for something to do for lunch, why not spend it with us at Hastings Keno and hear what Sean Callahan has to say. Ask him all your Husker questions and enjoy some lunch. Mike and the gang here do a great job at Hastings Keno. We're glad to be here, and we'll be back and talk with Sean right after this.
Live from Progressive. It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited, not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Build your better breakfast at Subway with the new 250 Breakfast Combo. Get a Western Egg White Muffin Melt with 4 grams of fat, fresh toasted and made to your order. Add a 16-ounce cup of freshly brewed Seattle's Best Coffee, all for only $2.50. Try the new Subway 250 Breakfast Combo today. Subway, eat fresh.
For a limited time only at participating restaurants. May not be combined with coupon offers or discount cards, plus tax where applicable. That content refers to Western Egg White Muffin Melt prepared according to standard recipe.
It might have started as a little pebble hitting the windshield, and then you see it. A crack spreading right across your vision line. Well, B&B Glass Incorporated will fill your crack.
Wouldn't that be in poor taste?
You got a busted window? B&B will replace it. A chip? B&B will repair it. But that's not all. With B&B's Anytime Emergency Glass Service, anytime circumstances present you with a pain in the glass, call B&B Glass for tint, replacement, or repair.
B&B Glass, located at 922 Central in Kearney.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I
wanted
to be.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation, live in Hastings Keno, where we're just a few minutes away from getting our weekly Husker lunch underway. We're in Grand Island next week at Schroeder's Smoke Food. Steve Sipple will be up next week. This week it's Sean Callahan, and Sean joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we get ready for Washington week. Sean, hey, great to see you again, man.
Hey, it's great to be out here. It's going to be a fun week. We'll finally get to see Nebraska play somebody, you know, worth watching.
Sean, well, let me just start right there. Was Idaho that bad? We knew that this would be the best. At least we thought this would be the best team to come into Lincoln in the non-conference. Then Enderle throws five picks. I mean, he didn't just throw them right in between the numbers every time of our defensive backs. And yet the coaches weren't all that pleased with the effort. They jumped out 31-0 in this football game and coasted home. In hindsight, it doesn't seem as bad as everybody is making it out to be.
No, you know, Idaho will be a team that will actually win 8 or 9 games this year. You look at their schedule, besides Nebraska and Boise, their other 10 games, they can have a chance to win all of them. I don't see how they can't. They have everybody back off a team a year ago. So that was a lot better team than what you thought. And Nebraska was very fortunate to get out of that game with 8 fumbles to still win 38-17. You know, most times if you put the ball on the ground 8 times, you're going to lose. In the Big 12, if you play a team, and we saw it last year at Iowa State, Nebraska had 8 turnovers, though, not just 8 fumbles. They lost that game. So Nebraska, you know, they can't afford to have the mental breakdowns. And I kind of blame Watson a little bit for coming out of the gates with that wildcat play with Niles Paul in the third quarter. You know, yeah, they had an idea. They wanted to run it. But to me, that play set the tone for the rest of the second half. And it kind of let the players know, you know, we're not going to take the second half as serious. We're going to try gimmicky plays. Instead of just coming out of the gates and sticking one in and getting going right away, I think that play really turned off the whole second half for the offense and, you know, just set the tone, and it carried over all the way through.
Man, Tony, I mean, remember, Nebraska only had the ball on offense 2 minutes in the second quarter, so that defense was out there the whole second quarter. You got to throw them right out there to start the third quarter.
Yeah, you know, Sean, you bring up the fumbles. That's been my question of the week. You got a young quarterback in there. Taylor Martinez getting his first start on the road. If he puts one on the carpet, how long is the leash on the kid?
You know, I think they'll stick with him. I think they've got to, and unless it gets, you know, if it gets really in a situation where he's struggling, they give Cody Green a chance this week. But to me, he hasn't done anything that, you know, he's clearly the guy, and I think everybody knows that. And that second gear that he brings with the running game, the other guys just don't have that. Maybe Cody Green and Zach throw it a little bit better, but I think from the short passing game, he throws it just fine. I mean, it's the question is, can he throw it downfield when they're facing a 3rd and 12 and they've got to get to the 12 yards? Can he make that throw to move the chains? I mean, we haven't seen that yet, and Idaho and, you know, Western Kentucky just didn't present those types of challenges where the crucial third down plays and the situations of a game he hasn't been faced with yet.
Sean Callahan has joined us here from Hastings Keno on the Doug and Daddy Show. Come on out, have lunch. Sean's going to be here for the next hour answering your questions and talking football. Sean, I think a lot of this comes down to how good Washington's defense is. I don't think Washington's defense is very good. Jake Locker can do what he wants. Maybe it's a shootout. Maybe our defense plays its best game of the year in these 3 games. Looks more like we looked at the end of last year. But I'm not seeing Washington's defense being very good. Unless they really step it up, I think that's where Nebraska is going to be very, very good. I guess your thoughts on their D.
Yeah, I mean, Nebraska matches up great with Pac-10 teams. We saw it on the Holiday Bowl. Arizona was basically the co-champions of the Pac-10. And the style that they play, you know, it just didn't mesh well with Nebraska's defensive style. And I think Nebraska, from a defensive standpoint, if they can set that tone early on with Washington's receivers like they did Arizona in the Holiday Bowl, it's going to be a tough day for Jake Locker, because those quick timing routes and those throws, Nebraska's physical nature with their corners, it just doesn't mesh well for that. But, you know, the key will be Taylor Martinez in this offense making some early plays on this average Washington defense. If they give them confidence and, you know, put Nebraska in a hole or something, you know, it's going to be interesting. I mean, like you said, this point spread is only 3 points. So, I mean, these guys in Vegas know a lot more than we do, apparently, that they're calling this game to be a pretty close one, even though if you break down the 2 teams, Nebraska has a lot of advantages on paper right now.
That's certainly my point of view. Sean, in your estimation, when you look at a Washington, obviously Nebraska wants to win. This is a game Nebraska should win, though.
And a little bit they have to win it. And it's disappointing when you think about, since 2002, Nebraska's only gone undefeated in non-conference play twice. And those were years where they played some poor non-conference schedules in 05 and 03. You know, but you look at the 90s, from 93 to 01, Nebraska lost just 1 non-conference game to Arizona State at 96. They played for the national title almost every year those years. Nebraska right now wants to play for the national title again. And to me, it starts with running the table in your non-conference. You can't lose this game if you have aspirations of being a top 10 type of program.
What are you, if you're a fan, you're watching the game, when do you become worried? What would Washington be able to do that might put Nebraska in a situation that they could lose the game?
I think if Nebraska can't run the ball, that would concern me. And they've been able to run out of the spread. It's kind of their new style. They're kind of like a version of Oregon with the way they run out of that spread.
Cause them problems.
But I still want to see Nebraska line up and run it physical the old-fashioned way. And that one play, the fourth and one in the fourth quarter, was really disturbing that they couldn't convert that on Idaho's front seven. And I think they need to still prove that they can do it, not only through the spread, but run the old physical, old-fashioned way, because you're going to have to do that down the stretch.
Sean, Tony's talked about it on the show, a coming-out game for Taylor Martinez, and with Scott Frost doing what he did when we went to Washington, there's so many comparisons. Of course, Frost, a senior, but Nebraska got out early, basically because of what Frost did offensively. The defense made a couple of nice plays early. All those comparisons are out there. Is that fair on Taylor Martinez?
In some ways, but Scott Frost had a lot of people still kind of out against him, if you remember. I mean, a lot of people were calling for Frankie London to start for a while, and I'm sure Big Daddy was one of the guys in the crowd
exactly.
at that time.
The guy we haven't seen yet.
Calling for Frankie London to start. I think Taylor is a little bit different. I mean, this game is almost like the Arizona State game that Scott Frost lost for Taylor Martinez. You know, if Taylor goes out and plays bad, there's going to be people saying, well, go back to Zach Lee or give Cody Green the shot. I think that's kind of the better analogy, because Scott Frost, you know, we didn't know what he was going to do until that first road game in the Pac-10 at Arizona State, and they laid an egg, and Nebraska got shut out that night, and, you know, it stopped one of the longest winning streaks in college football history.
Yeah, it's so funny. I said that on the way over. Jake Plummer then, Jake Locker now. You go back to that Arizona State game.
Thankfully, it's not a 10 o'clock kickoff game or something. You know, Iowa's got a tough – I think that's kind of tough for Iowa this weekend to go play that late at night at Arizona.
And as I told Daddy, that Arizona State team a lot better than this Washington team.
So undefeated team that pretty much almost won a national title.
Yeah. You care to throw out an early prediction on the game?
I said to Ed over there from KHAS, I like Nebraska by about 10, 31-21. Is my conservative Wednesday pick.
All right. It's not going to be quite as conservative when I make my pick on Friday. I've already kind of hinted at that. I've already told Tony that. We'll make our pick on Friday, though. Daddy?
Yeah.
You want to give any Wednesday hints?
No, but I just really think that Nebraska's got to come out and set the tone, take the crowd out of it, and I don't see how this game's going to be that close.
I thought the line should have at least been 7 to 9 points if I was setting it. I mean, 3 is pretty close. I mean, pretty low. I was really surprised that, especially when they're saying, the World Herald today said 20 to 25,000 Nebraska fans expected to be in Seattle.
Well, I know there's a lot of people going out from this part of the country and getting ready to take off either later today, tomorrow, first thing Friday morning to get out there and enjoy what's going on. Well, Sean, we'll let you go because they're about ready to hear from you here.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Sean Callahan, HuskersIllustrated.com. He is here with us at Hastings Keno. He and Steve Sipple back and forth every week over the next, 10 weeks as we continue on with the Husker football season. So you can still get down here, come by and see us at Hastings Keno. The lunch being served, grab a sandwich, and enjoy here. And Sean's going to talk to the masses in just a moment. Tony, I know with the way our picks have been going, nobody wants us to pick Nebraska to win big, but I mean, we're sitting here right now as some Husker fans. I think we're going to kick their ass. I mean, I really do. I don't think Washington's that good. I think you take Jake Locker away, this is a 3-8 team. This is a 3-9 team. They're not that good.
Doug, if you
there, I just put the jinx out.
Yeah, I know. And
hopefully by Friday it rubs off, or Saturday.
If I don't see that latest line, I'm on your side on this. But for some reason, those lights stay on continually in Vegas. And they don't at my house. My wife says, turn the damn thing off downstairs one time. They got to shut off because we can't afford to pay the light bill 24 hours a day. They can in Vegas. Why the 3? I don't know.
Well, that's exactly right. Don't put the house on it, folks. Let's just enjoy it. Let's just enjoy a good steak and a cool one and see what happens. Merritt, anything else we need to wrap up before we get out of here today?
No, I think we're good to go.
All right, well, let's get out of here and enjoy Sean Callahan here at Hastings Keno. We want to thank Mike and the entire gang, all the folks that came out today. Tomorrow, we were at Husker Harvest Days yesterday. We want to thank the folks over at Dynagro. The storms last night apparently whipped through the exhibition area last night, and they were a little late. Everybody opened it up not till 10 o'clock this morning, so hopefully everybody's good over there. Tomorrow, we are back in studio, and a special guest going to join us from Seattle.
Yeah, Bob Condotta from the Seattle Times going to give us a preview of what to expect of the Washington Huskies. Are there more to this team than just Jake Locker? We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Of course, also Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. We want to thank Mike Munch, UNK soccer coach, for joining us today. Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report. And, of course, Sean Callahan from HuskersIllustrated.com. We're going to grab some lunch. Tony's looking a little famished over here, and we're going to hear what Sean Callahan has to say. Back with you tomorrow, Doug and Daddy Show.
1460 in Kearney, 1550 our friends at Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.